Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week, we are looking at upcoming stuff. Yesterday, we looked at video games in 2018. I'm excited about. And today's no different. Today, we're going to look at movies coming out this year. Now, 2017 was an amazing year for movies. Absolutely amazing. So many great films came out last year. It's going to be hard to top. But there are a lot of good ones on the horizon. We're going to look at them today. We're going to look at our top five. As always, if you want to know the bonus ones, number six and number seven, download the Anchor app and look for the Night Nerd on there. That's where we do special bonus picks and behind-the-scenes stuff and general ramblings, even more rambling than we do here. So it's a lot of fun. Also, as always, make sure you check us out everywhere out there. Just look for the Night Nerd. It's a lot of fun. But here we go. Here are the top five. Oh, I should stress, these are non-comic book movies. None of these are going to be comic book movies. That's for tomorrow. So these are the top five non-comic book movies I'm looking forward to in 2018. Number five is Super Troopers 2. This comes out April 20th. So just a few months away. Everybody knows Super Troopers. I know it's been a long time since it came out. It was back in 2001, so it's been 17 years, so maybe not everybody knows Super Troopers. If you don't know the original Super Troopers, rent it, watch it. I'm sure it's on Netflix or Hulu or something. If not, it's worth buying because it is just a phenomenal movie. And this movie looks to pick up all the same shenanigans. Again, all the cast is coming back, even Brian Cox, so that's really neat. And the plot that we know so far has to do with a border dispute between United States and Canada. And on top of all the guys coming back, they're bringing in Linda Carter, Rob Lowe, Emmanuel Cherokee, Tyler Labine, Will Sasso, Hayes MacArthur, and they're bringing back Jim Gaffigan. He was in the infamous meow scene. So I'm really excited. You know, this is a movie that has a very cult following. And many people, really, myself included, just love this movie. It's one of those, if it's on, I'm going to watch it. No matter what I'm doing, I'll stop what I'm doing. And I'll start watching Super Troopers because it's that good and that fun. Number four is a film coming out later in the year, tentatively for November 9th. And that is The Grinch. This is going to be a new 3D computer animated movie. It's billed as a Christmas comedy from Illumination. So, you know, they have a pretty good history with their movies and things. What I'm most excited about is that Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice of the Grinch. He is a phenomenal actor, and this movie was supposed to come out last year but got pushed back, hopefully in a good way. And that way, you know, they can put some finishing touches on it and everything. Over Christmas, we watched the original Grinch, the TV special, dozens of times, and the Jim Carrey 2000 movie a few times as well. So definitely big shoes to fill. Although, you know, The Lorax and Horton Hears a Who were both really solid films that I enjoyed. As long as it's not The Cat in the Hat, we'll be good to go. Also, it was recently announced that Danny Elfman is going to do the music. So that's a big win for anyone. You know, I'm sure they'll use some of the same songs that the other movies used. At least I hope they do, because, you know, those are classic songs and they've been around for so long for a reason. But really, just Benedict Cumberbatch as the Grinch, I think, will be a new take, an interesting take. I hope he uses his natural speaking voice and not an accent, but who knows? We'll see. Number three is a film that recently just got retitled. It was The Jungle Book, but now it is Mowgli. and it comes out October 19th, later this year. This is going to be directed by Andy Serkis, who is the king of motion capture. So I'm really excited to see what he does. You know, the Jon Favreau Jungle Book that came out, I guess, 2 years ago now, was really great and really enjoyable. And so I'm curious to see, you know, how much Jungle Book we can take. I think it'll look great. The cast is really solid. I mean, Andy Serkis is going to be Baloo. Christian Bale is Bagheera. Benedict Cumberbatch is Shere Khan. Cate Blanchett is Ka. And coming back, yeah, like I said, all around to Benedict Cumberbatch, always. Anything he's in, I'm excited about. And back-to-back villain roles. Well, I guess, depending the route you go with, the Grinch really isn't a villain, per se. But this movie is supposed to focus on Mowgli's journey into adulthood. It's kind of like his origin story. And I think it'll be really neat, you know. Andy Serkis, when you talk motion capture and when you talk CG characters, he is a guy that, him alone, you can make an argument for adding best mocap acting to award shows, because he does such an amazing job that, yeah, he really brings those characters to life. So directing a full cast, a phenomenal cast of actors in motion capture, I think will be really entertaining. And we have to wait till October, but I'm really excited and think it's gonna be great. That's why it's this high on the list. Number two is going to be Isle of Dogs. This is the latest one from Wes Anderson. I am a huge, huge Wes Anderson fan. All of his movies, again, are movies that if they're on, I will sit there and watch. Or if I don't know what to watch, I'll throw in, you know, The Royal Tenenbaums or Rushmore, Life Aquatic, Moon King. I mean, all of his movies are phenomenal. This is him going back to animation, like he did in The Fantastic Mr. Fox. And the general premise of it is, after an outbreak of canine flu, that Japan deports, I guess is the best way, deports, whatever you want to say, all of their dogs to this trash island and kind of quarantines them there. And this boy, who his dog gets taken there, decides he's going to go find his dog and bring him back. And when he gets there, there's this kind of ragtag group of mutts who help him along the way. And it just looks like a good adventure. You know, a kid going out, trying to find his dog. I think it's going to be really sweet and heartfelt. The story, you know, is by Wes Anderson, Roman Coppola, and Jason Schwartzman. So that pedigree right there is really solid. And you have a lot of Wes Anderson's regulars coming back. You know, Ed Norton's here, Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, Frances McDormand. And then we're bringing in, Tilda Swinton's coming back. Then you're bringing in Bryan Cranston and Leah Schreiber are coming in. So I have really, really high hopes for this movie. Anything Wes Anderson does, like I said, I enjoy. So it's not, as Derek says, a non-zero chance that this is going to be one of my favorite movies of the year. Even if it has Yoko Ono in it, I'm still going to enjoy it. Wes Anderson said that this is going to be his kind of homage, or however you want to look at it, to Akira Kurosawa films and all the old Christmas films, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus Has Come to Town, Frosty the Snowman was animated. But, you know, all those old stop-motion specials, I think it'll be real exciting to see what he does with it. And, yeah, it makes me want to go watch Fantastic Mr. Fox. But the movie I am most looking forward to comes out November 9th of this year, and that is Holmes and Watson. This is a Sherlock Holmes movie, but with Will Ferrell as Sherlock Holmes and John C. Reilly as Watson. Ralph Fiennes is going to be Moriarty, Hugh Laurie's, Mycroft, Holmes. This movie is going to be great. It's going to be directed by Ethan Coen, who is not Ethan Coen that you're thinking of. This dude's, but just as prolific. He was a writer on Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. He co-wrote Idiocracy. He's written American Dad. He wrote Tropic Thunder. And then he wrote and directed Get Hard. And he wrote and directed this Holmes and Watson as well. I am super excited. When all, you know, through all this, I've been talking about all these movies that I can just continually watch. Step Brothers is one of those movies that I will go out of my way to watch. I mean, when it was on Netflix years ago, I missed so many parties and dinners and engagements because I'm watching Step Brothers. So seeing Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly back at it, especially as Holmes and Watson, I think it's going to be great. This is a movie that I will be there. I mean, most of these movies, if not all these movies, I'll be there opening day. But this one, for sure, just because I'm just ready to laugh. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So there you have it. Those are the movies I'm looking forward to this year. Let me know what some of your favorites are, what you're excited about. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, like we mentioned, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're even on YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And again, make sure you're checking out all the shows on the network. We have DC Animated Adventures every Tuesday and Thursday mornings. Sunday nights bring Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Those are all great shows. Whether, you know, it's if you love the old Batman animated series, watch DC, listen to DC. And then you can watch along with it too. It's pretty neat. If you want to know what's going on in current events and pop culture and comic news, check out Blah Blah Comics. It's great all across the board. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. On there are exclusive shows from everybody. All three shows have shows on there that you can only get on there. And then there's a special Patreon-only show called Been There, Done That that is really a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with it, so make sure you check all those out. Again, my name is Lance. Thank you all so very much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.